You are listening to Hot 5, Transformers History on the Fives, the podcast where we look back on the week in Transformers history in five-year jumps. Hot 5 is hosted by Rob Clay, and features patrons of Radio Free Cybertron from our Touch tier. If you'd like to be on the show, and you're a patron at the Touch tier, send an email to contact@tfradio.net with the subject Hot 5. If you're not a patron, sign up at patreon.com/tfradio. Your support helps make everything we do possible.
Welcome to the second public Hot 5, March 13th through 19th, 2022, the year of the twos. Today we have Sean.
Hey!
Spider Rob.
Hey, we've already been rebooted.
Kevin.
Howdy.
And Joey.
Hello, I have two random masked guys. So there we go.
And who's hosting us today?
And I'm Rob Clay. I'm Diecast. Sorry.
You could be. His camera has never been turned on.
That's true.
Filling in for Rob. And let's just go ahead. This is the show that talks about things that happened in five-year increments, I think is what this show
Forgot
does.
The specter of Brian Kilby down there.
And there is no Brian Kilby. That's a figment of your imagination.
He's the ghost that might one day be.
If you're watching video, he may or may not show on your screen, or at least his picture. But he is recording for us, so we can record this lovely episode for you. And if you want to be on and you want to be a patron, you can go to patreon.com or tfradio.net/Patreon, and then you can be a part, and at our touch tier, you can be on the Hot 5.
So if I may say, that's personal. But if I may say, if you're paying for the personal touch, I guess, whatever. Why would you not be on the show? Seriously. Exactly. Nobody's going to touch you here.
That's right. It's video only, or it's
video only. You Skype. Might get verbally poked at, but that's
we're not
all.
In the same location, so there's no touching. So
Sean might jump in his truck and go over to Joey's house and poke him with a stick.
That's true.
That's happened. That's happened. Yep.
That's a little too personal.
I poked him with a stick yesterday.
That's a little too personal.
All right, so. So we might as well just jump on into this. March 13th, 1982, Wataru Hataneo was born. I'm probably saying that totally wrong. Japanese voice of Robot Masters Optimus Prime.
Oh.
Is that Japanese. The one where he goes, "My name is Optimus Prime. I am Japanese."
No. No, that's
that's the manga.
Yeah. Well, no, that one was from the second Japanese series.
Power Force or
Super God Master Force.
Master Force. The Robot Masters are the cool ones where I didn't know they had a voice actors. I didn't know they actually did any thing to have voice acting.
And this is recent from the looks of it.
Robot Masters?
Yeah, it's CG animated, so definitely would not have been from the 90s.
That guy's my age, because I was born in 1982, so...
You baby, my goodness.
Same age.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. No, Robot Masters is the one with... They had, the first deluxe-size Starscream look good right before we got him in the Chug one. But what are you pointing at?
This cat.
Oh, cat. it'd be the early 2000s. I mean, Robot Masters, I mean it was after RID, probably after Armada and all that, I think.
And then March 13th,
I'm still trying to collect them myself. So
March 13th, 1987, The Fight, Super Robot Life Form Transformers 2010 episode, Starscream's Reveal, airs in Japan.
Revival.
That's when he goes to church and the,
he does
tent. There's a huge tent.
That's what happens when you read too quick. Just skip right over.
He witnesses for Unicron, literally.
I watched that one a couple weeks ago.
I watched that one tonight.
Transformers 2010 season 1 episode 16, season 3 episode 17, Ghost in the Machine, set on regaining a physical body, the Ghost of Starscream's possesses Scourge and makes a deal with the devil.
He does. So Unicron, he's going to make a deal with Unicron to get a new body, and Unicron gives him three labors. Yes. He has to steal Metroplex's eyes. He has to steal straight up Trypticon.
He has to clean out the stables, doesn't he?
He does. He does. And kill a Hydra.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he, at the end, when Unicron is trying to interface with Cybertron as a new body, of course, Starscream, in typical Starscream fashion, betrays him. And
I can't hook you up without a body. Give me a body first.
Exactly.
Gives a body, just throws on the parts and says, see ya.
Yep. And then there's an explosion, and both Unicron and Starscream go Team Rocket blasting off into space.
And moments before,
watch that one again.
Moments before, the Decepticons had attacked Unicron's head, and they ran out of ammunition, so they had to flee from the Autobots. But then Starscream's body comes floating by, and then miraculously, they all had ammunition again and start shooting like crazy.
They were on their way back to the Autobots at that point. That's an easy no prize to earn there.
Okay.
The only thing I remember about that is the Starscream stealing Metroplexes. Is it just one eye or both eyes?
It was eyes, but they accidentally destroyed one.
Broke one.
So he had to steal one of Trypticon's eyes. And then when they got back to Unicron, his next mission was to actually steal all of Trypticon.
They're like, we were just there.
We're just there. You steal the whole, just Trypticon, though.
He possesses him because he's a ghost.
Okay. Right. Well, that's
what a crazy man.
Yeah.
One of the crazier episodes. That's for
Scourge
sure.
Zoinks. He's like possessed. Runabout and Runamuck were in it.
They were. Yeah. And they had what are the beast ones that merge into a
Predacons?
Predaking. Yeah. Predacons were in that one too. In fact, one of them got destroyed, but then you see him like in the next scene. I also posted a picture from there tonight on Twitter of Bumblebee.
Yep.
If somebody had the capability to just post audio, Spike and Bumblebee run into the head just as Starscream's bomb goes off to keep them from pursuing. That'd be a good one to, split Spike's audio from the movie just at random places. I don't want to say it since this is for everyone.
It's a PG program. Oh, poop. Yes. What are we going to do now?
All right. Yes. I think we're going to 2007. Oh no.
What happened to 2007?
The 49th show in the Kiss Players radio drama series aired in Japan on the Transformers Kiss Play Transformers News Center program. All right. Who wants to read this one?
I'll read it.
Go ahead.
These are tame. By season two, this show had gotten really tame. Marissa also lands on the MD world 10 years after Atari. During the Transformers War for Energon, she too meets Blackout, who has since become separated from his partner Demolisher. He spelled that weird. After the large bot's death, Marissa empathizes with the small robot having lost her own partner, Optimus Prime, and tells him that their partners live on in their hearts. As the Transformers battle overhead, the mysterious force which stole the Allspark fragments envelops Marissa and drags her away to do we can only imagine
what.
Who is
Demolisher in Blackout?
I know, and I like the way they spelled like a Marvel supervillain's name.
Is that like Armada Blackout and Demolisher or Energon?
It's from
Armada. I don't know, but it sounds like Blackout and Marissa were going to get together since both their partners are now gone.
Got no one else to hang out with. Might as well just hook up.
That's right.
They'll live in our hearts.
Oh, well.
Oh.
Ah, Kiss Players.
Oh, goodness.
Let's move on to March 14th, 2007. The Gathering manga is released by IDW Publishing. Collects issues 1-4 of Transformers Beast Wars, The Gathering in a small-sized B&W format.
So if you didn't like it in color, you can watch it, see it in black and white.
I've got the full size all put together in color.
I wonder if they did it because it's a manga release. So manga is typically black and white.
It's strange.
It is a strange choice.
But I wonder if they put it in Japanese or if they made it where you read it from right to left as opposed to left to right.
All right, 2012, IDW publishes The Transformers More Than Meets the Eye, number 3. Liars, A2D Part 3, The Chaos of Warm Feelings.
I have no clue what they're talking about.
I don't know either, but it sounds bad. Something is loose abroad, the lost light, and the Autobots must hunt it down before it kills again.
Dum, dum, dum.
Beat me to it.
Is that what they have the warm feelings for? The thing that's loose?
That's where the Care Bears show up.
Actually, it's the Chaos of Warm Things, which is...
It's even worse.
Even worse.
Oh, gosh.
I've read it, I'm sure. I just don't remember it. It was all the way back in 2012.
Yeah.
It's like yesterday.
10 years ago.
Just 10 years ago. It's just a decade ago.
March 14th. Well, this is a continuation of 2012, I guess. The Transformers Volume 7 Chaos collects issues 24, 26, 28, 30, and 31 of IDW The Transformers.
Would that be the same chaos of Warm Things?
It was a different chaos, I think.
Well, I just had chaos everywhere.
There's always chaos going on.
I wonder if he had his chaos crystals.
It's just weird because it's like they skip an episode except for 31. Like it's 24, 26, 28. They skip 25 and 27 and 29.
Maybe they were telling alternate stories.
Yeah, seeing that's where the chaos comes into it.
Chaotic time frame.
Chaotic space.
Then also in 2012, Autocracy number 5, Digital Ruins. And it's faced with the truth about his government. Orion Pax must decide which side he is on.
He's probably on the side that didn't shoot him at the docks and had him rebuilt.
I figured he would be on the side of the Autobots.
That's the side who didn't shoot him.
Is there a question what side he's going to choose?
You know, in Transformers Prime, Orion Pax did help make.
There was a lot going on in 2012. Because now we have 2012, the last day of Cybertron Con 2012 at Resorts World Sentosa in Singapore.
So, Diecast, you were there. How was it?
It was pretty good. I didn't understand anyone, but you know,
Kilby sent you that, didn't he?
What's that?
Kilby paid for you to go to that, didn't he?
Yeah, Kilby was supposed to
on his anniversary.
I never got reimbursed yet.
Oh, really?
I submitted the expense report.
Did you file the right form?
I did not. I probably
didn't put his TPS cover page on there.
TPS.
It was wrapped.
You have to have the right cover page.
I wrote it on a napkin. I figured that'd be good enough.
Yeah, he's gonna need you to go ahead and fill that other one out.
Brian sent him an IOU. It's as good as cash.
$250,000.
Tell you what, I'll reimburse you. You can host Hot 5.
That's right. It's your punishment. I mean, your reward.
March 15th. We're moving along here. 2017, IDW publishes G.I. Joe number 3. Wait, is this a Transformers podcast? It is.
It probably had something to do with one of the Transformer stories that they crossed over with.
No, I don't think so. Let's see. While Roadblock's unit continues their battle with the Dreadnoks, the threat of the dire
Wraiths
resurfaces on multiple fronts.
And the dire Wraiths are from ROM, so this is one of those crossover things when they were trying to merge everybody together.
With revolutionaries. Yep, that's exactly what it was.
Okay, because now it says next one is Revolutionaries number 3. The Secret of the Mummy's Tomb. Bullet Men relates the story of how the adventure team discovered the talisman and ran into Soundwave along the way.
Yep. So this was part of the forced synergy that they were attempting around 2017.
Synergy!
That was all the stuff I just didn't pay attention to.
It was after that big Senate convention that had Jetfire or Skyfire or whatever. And all the little stuff.
Yep.
Had a little Micronauts, had a G.I. Joe guy.
I remember that set. That was the set. that I did not get, because
there was a disappointing amount of merchandise that came along with this synergy.
They were promising all these movies. We're going to do a ROM movie. We're going to do a Micronauts movie. Mm-hmm. And then, what, 5 years later, they finally did a Snake Eyes movie?
Yeah, and I've seen it, and it was...
Excuse me. Yeah. 5 years later. It was 2017, wasn't it? So, yeah.
I like the Snake Eyes movie. It just didn't have anything to do with...
G.I. Joe. I mean, anything. Other than... Yeah, I mean, they had some giant snakes in it. That was a thing that was in there.
Is Cobra Law in it?
No.
I want a movie with Cobra Law. Is Burgess Meredith still alive?
No.
Oh, man.
Why would Burgess Meredith...
We'll just piece together footage from our dialogue from Rocky.
Did Burgess Meredith
crap thunder?
Did Burgess Meredith do voices on G.I. Joe that I'm unaware of?
He was the head guy at Cobra Law.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go on. Go on. March 16th, 1952. Alvin Sanders was born. Demolisher and the Unicron trilogy.
Hey, there's that guy again.
Still have no clue who he is.
2002, the 2001 Robots in Disguise cartoon episode, Galvatron's Revenge, premieres in the U.S. Season 1, episode 38, Galvatron still lives. Optimus Prime calls retreat here. Come Cybercast. Cyberbats.
Yeah, it's a haiku.
And Cyberbats on Robots in Disguise.
I didn't watch this episode. I didn't have enough time.
You know, I probably watched it, and I don't remember.
It's the second to the last episode, too.
Well, this was 20 years ago, so.
Yep, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Those are great toys, though. I've got...
That cast was 14, so you got to forgive him.
Yeah.
2007. Actually, he the Transformers Collectors Club. Members only. Site releases online bios for the Minicons, Aftershock, Breakage, Heavy Metal, Jumpstart, Kickflip, and Mudbath. Mudbath's a cool name for a Transformer.
Oh, I thought it was a G.I. Joe named Mudbath.
Mudbath.
Yeah, he's like a little ATV. I don't really recognize any of these molds.
They're Minicons, so.
Yeah. I mean, I've got Mudbath quite a few Minicons.
Probably the Dune Buggy. I mean, there's just so many.
Yeah, they're cool little. Mudbath's a cool little dude.
They seem a little more complex than Minicons.
The front of the ATV turns into his crotch, which is kind of cool.
Yes, he's a very well-endowed bot.
Launch should be all over that one.
We'll see. Let me scroll down now.
Let me scroll down, Sonny.
Oh, okay. He's the Perceptor, the second Perceptor team. He's a repaint of one of them. Sure shot.
All right. And next, 2012, the original final day to register for the fan club and get the 2012 promo toy Run Amok.
Damn it, I missed it.
It was later moved to March 21st. But
still missed it.
Yeah, I have Run Amok and Runabout from.
I got the Run Amok. I wasn't able to get the Runabout. The Run Amok is the same mold that they used for Wheeljack. I don't know about Runabout.
Runabout, I think he was too. He was black. He came with the box.
Yep.
So you could put both of them in the box.
Yeah, because I think Runamuck didn't come with a box, if I recall.
Right. Yeah, because he was the free figure, basically. So
yeah.
I can't believe it was that long ago.
That was the year that BotCon was in Dallas, I believe, 2012.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to Dallas, but wish I would have. I would have met JD. All right, moving on to March 17th, 1997. Toonami brings its run on what? Oh, I'm sorry. I should blow this up a little bit bigger because it's like,
do you need
tiny in the corner of my screen. 1997, Toonami begins its run on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it does.
It was a good time.
That was a great time. I was in college. I remember guys skipping class because they figured out that there was this new thing called Toonami, and they were rerunning Voltron and Thundercats.
I was still really wet at that point.
I remember Gundam Wing from Toonami primarily.
Yeah, that was later on though.
Employed in working in the middle of the day. Mm.
Gundam Wing was my kids were born by then.
Yeah,
you're old.
Yes. Considering my youngest is 19. Yes.
Yes, I would have been 27 at this point. So
20 hours.
Yeah, but Toonami aired Beast Wars, Armada, Energon, Cybertron, and animated. So it
not all that year though.
Not all that year.
Yeah. Just over the. I don't think Toonami's been a thing in a while.
No, 2012 premiering on the Hub Transformers Prime episode Operation Bumblebee Part 2. Bumblebee discovers the mech and Starscream and responsible for his troubles while Ratchet confronts demons from his Cybertronian past.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we move from Toonami and Cartoon Network to the Hub. And I think they're all dead now, except Cartoon Network. Also in 2012, Transformers Rescue Bots episode Cody on Patrol. I didn't watch that.
Well, you got to understand this. Cody was on patrol.
Yeah. I didn't watch any Rescue Bots.
That's season one. They hadn't caught the footage yet.
Bot Box comes out tomorrow, so I'll probably watch.
Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Woo-hoo. Or, excuse me. So how did everybody like Bot Box last week?
I don't even know what it comes out on.
It came out on Netflix last week.
Did it? Last week.
On the 25th last week. Since today is the first.
No, today's tomorrow.
Yes.
And tomorrow is never.
This will be broadcast in a week.
Oh, Cody on Patrol, actually. Cody accidentally unleashes a swarm of futuristic
Nanites? Yep.
Tiny I should have known that. That's what Transformers do, that like the nanite technology.
Yep.
While he's trying to supercharge his go-kart to help in the team's rescue missions.
Because nothing says rescue like a go-kart.
That's right.
Well, that's how they get there super fast. Don't they have Transformers, like, you know?
It's a go-kart like the one that they have in Mario Kart.
That's what I was thinking, Mario Kart.
He takes in the garage, jumps at the hood, and goes, it's a Transformer!
Who says that?
Cody.
Cody. He's an inventor from Texas.
He's an inventor. He's in Texas. Texas via Boston, and it's a Transformer.
No, I'm from Boston. I mean, Texas.
And then his best friend goes, you know, there's a reward on those. We should call the police. Don't call the police. I want to make sure I got what I need here first. Yeah. Hey, who called the police?
He's native Texan, too.
Yes.
Where's my daughter?
Yeah, she's a 25-year-old high school student. Which is probably closer to the truth in Boston and Texas.
You look awful old to be dating my daughter.
I got a card.
Hold on, I got the law right here. Right. You got to know your laws.
I printed it out on this tiny card in case anybody hassles me. Stop looking at my hot girlfriend. He's only 17, you creep.
Yeah. 90210 started all the high school kids are in their 20s.
Oh, yeah.
But Michael Bay started the whole thing that everyone is perpetually sweaty.
Oh, it's hot.
Well, they're running around. Times. I mean, March 18th, 1967. Tamete Kusokami was born. Anyone want to take a shot at
that? Looks like
Tatum O'Neill.
That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like
Sonoki.
Kusonoki.
Yeah. Japanese voice of
Tatum's cousin Oki. That's it. Tatum's cousin Oki.
Channing Tatum. Kazumoki, he was the voice of Car Robot's Black Convoy, Galaxy Force, Galaxy Convoy, and live action movie Jazz.
In Japan. So you got to hear him get ripped apart in Japanese.
I wonder if he used the same voice for all. So it was like, I'm the cool guy, Jazz. Or if he did it French.
I'd like to get a copy of the Japanese one just to hear him get ripped apart. That always sounds excellent. Japanese. You have fulfilled my prophecy.
Ooh.
more Asian references. 2007, the Tokyo Toy Festival begins.
Once again, Diecast was there.
Again, yes. The SparkBot set, Angela Stardust and Zangetsu. Zangetsu.
That's pretty good.
Is made available exclusively at Takara Tomy's booth. Plus an original Kiss Players position story.
That's an interesting name.
Excuse me?
Is performed live on stage.
Wow. Hey now.
You were there, right? Okay, Diecast, you just said you were there, so you saw this.
It was crazy.
Did you get video?
Optimus Prime and Marissa or Ari. I can't even tell you what was going on.
Oh, me.
It was like a Michael Bay film.
It sounds like
Prime was all sweaty.
All the Transformers are carrying cards saying, it's okay. I've got this card. I can get
certain. Were there a ton of explosions all over the place?
Yes.
The sun kept rising.
I'm Cybertronian.
The sun just kept rising.
Over and over again. Perpetual sunset, sunrise.
Solar flares in the east and the west at the same time.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, goodness.
March 19th, 1962. Monster Mezuka was born. His first name was Monster. That's pretty cool.
It's probably a stage name.
A voice of Sling in Beast Wars Neo.
So he played a dinosaur.
Another thing I didn't see.
Yeah, the dude's real name is Atsushi.
We learned that comedians and DJs usually change their first name.
Like Boomer.
Yes.
And Sean.
And Sean. My first name is not Sean. I changed it so that you Americans would understand.
So what is it? Hassan Bin Soba or what's the other one?
It's unpronounceable in your language.
Shermad Babakatan.
It's...
Oh, that's the sound you make when you eat shrimp.
Yes.
In the face he makes.
Which is what Sean translates to in my language.
The shrimp?
Yeah, the voice you make when you eat shrimp.
And also on March 19th, 1962, composer Mutoyoshi Awazaki was born, and he was the composer of the song Marionette from Car Robots.
That is something. They have individual songs for that show that nobody's ever heard of.
This is looks like the closing theme. It's got Ty crying,
which fits because that is the closing of our show.
I guess he didn't hear that men don't cry.
Well,
not out loud.
This was Hot 5, Transformers History on the Fives. If you want to be a part of the show, join us on our Patreon at the Touch tier. Just go to patreon.com/TFRadio to join.